hello, everyone. Welcome. Amanda Grace here with you. We are live. Yep, today is September 3rd. It's 2024, though. It is not 2023. We left 2023 a while ago, but it is September 3rd. It's 2024. Hello to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us. And let's see here who is on. Oh, people from Cincinnati, Ohio. I saw someone from Mexico on. Hello. Hello to our friends in Alberta, Canada, and Saskatchewan, Canada are on. Mississippi, Illinois. Let's see who else is here. Florida, New Jersey, our friends in New Jersey. You got to love people in their Jersey accents. They also like leopard print. I have to tell you something. New Jersey women happen to love, yep, rep leopard print, and New York women as well. Hello to our friends across the pond in England, Massachusetts, Yakima, Washington. Well, that's a state, it's a city I haven't heard from before. Ontario, Canada, Arizona, Georgia. Hello, hello to everybody. New Hampshire, I think it's called the Live Free or Die State. Am I right about that? I think New Hampshire is called, yes, something like that. And hello to everybody else jumping on. We're so happy to have you with us. We have quite a bit to get into today. We're going to decode this prophetic mystery and prophetic revelation of 5785. We're about to enter the year 5785. At the beginning of October this year. Rosh Hashanah actually falls late this year. It falls at the beginning of October instead of the end of September. However, I do believe the October surprise is coming in September. So let me just put that out there. Let me open up in prayer, and then we're going to get into everything we have to talk about tonight. There's some other things happening too. There's some breaking news we have to get into as well. We're going to do this prophetic decode first, but there's some breaking news we have to get into as well. So let's open up in prayer and then we'll begin. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you today, Lord. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your holy, precious name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, Lord. Father, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, your power become more in our lives. Lord, we just ask you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. We all fall short of your glory, every single one of us, Lord. And we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day, Lord. Father, we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He rose again in 3 days, miraculously, victoriously, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is our advocate without ceasing, Lord, before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, Lord, to fill this place, Father, that your power and your presence would saturate the atmosphere and mightily go forth, that people would tangibly feel your presence, Father God, that the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, would go forth, Father God, and minister to those watching, Lord. Father, we just ask you that your word goes before us, Lord, tonight. Father, that you fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Lord, lead and guide me in your wisdom and your counsel, Father God, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God. May only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke every attack, plot, scheme, contract, assignment, harm, curse, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, and sabotage that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, familiar spirits, weak, willing vessels would attempt. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command it dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans, and every curse rendered powerless in Jesus' name and cast back to which it came from with evidence, Father God. Father, in the areas you have done designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay, Father God. We are just vessels that you mold and you fill. Without your breath of life in us, we are no more than the dust of the earth, Lord. And we praise you. Let your name be glorified above, O Lord. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Baruch Hashem. Praise the Lord. Okay. Hello to those of you jumping on during prayer. I have one thing to show you. And then what we're going to do is we're going to do animal picks at the end and some announcements. So stay tuned if you want updates. Stay tuned because we're going to do it at the end. But I have to show you these two things before we get right into it tonight because I thought this was precious. So Vanessa Horabuena painted Moses. She actually sent a painting of Moses. And I just so appreciate that. I'm going to put this up in my office somewhere. In fact, that picture that a very talented portrait artist gifted us with is me holding Moses when he's a baby. So I'm going to put this up in the office. Thank you so much. And I had an adorable letter sent to me by an 11-year-old boy named Jack. And I have to read it to all of you. I love when children send letters. It's so much fun to read. And so this is what he says. Dear Amanda, I watch you at my nonna's house. I learn a lot from you. I like seeing the animals. I worked for my dad last week, and this is tithe money from my $80 pay. I am 11 years old, and he sent $10. Isn't that adorable? He worked for his dad, and he tithed $10 to Ark of Grace to help with the animals. And so, Jack, that is just so precious, Jack. He's 11 years old. And Jack, that is just so precious. I believe the Lord finds that precious. And so I just wanted to read that. I love it when children send pictures and send letters. I think it's absolutely adorable. And Jack, that very much touched me. And we will buy something very special for one of the animals with what you have given. So and Lord, we just pray you just multiply it back to little Jack for what he did because it was so sweet. Okay. Yeah, his parents, yeah, that's wonderful. His parents are teaching him, and it's wonderful. They're teaching him stewardship, and I just think that's amazing, and he loves the animals. So you might see them tonight, Jack. You might see some of the animals coming in. Okay, let me get my notes up here because we are going to get into this. We are getting into this because we are about to enter the year 5785. On the Jewish calendar, and we have to talk about this. We have to talk about the mystery surrounding this that is attached to scripture, which I think you're going to find fascinating, and what this means. So let me put this up. Let me see here. Do we have the pictures of the Hebrew letters that we could put up? Yes. Okay, good. We're good to go. So year 5785. So we're in 5784 right now. At the beginning of October, when Rosh Hashanah happens, the Feast of Trumpets, we will officially enter 5785 on the Jewish calendar. Now, the fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet with the numerical value of 5 is Hey. Okay. And that's what Hey looks like. It means the grace of God. It also means a window. So that's what Hey means. And there it is. There's a picture of Hey. 7 is Zayin, which is the 7th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It's designed in the form of a sword. Sometimes they interpret it as a crown, but there you go. Zayin looks like a sword. It actually looks like an upside down sword. And then 8, which is Chet, which means life. And we have an animal here at the sanctuary named Chet, our cockatiel. So that's Chet, which means life. And then we have another 5, which is Hey, which means the grace of God or a window. So there are 2 fives. It's 5785. So this year is flanked by 2 fives. Okay, so 2 fives, which is double grace. Okay, so if we look at what each number represents in conjunction with the Hebrew alphabet, right? You have 2 double fives, which is double grace. You have Zayin, which is a sword, and Chet, which is life. So interestingly enough, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, brings life because the wages of sin is death, okay? So when we get to the meaning of this year that we're coming into, there is a double grace. And with a double grace, there is a double greatness. There is a double equipping that breaks through the circumstances and the obstacles we face. David was a king and a priest. And in 1 Samuel 17, David's victory over Goliath appears to be directly tied to 57:85. And I'm going to show you how, because the Lord showed me this the other day. I perceive it to be the Lord because I saw it and I was floored. And I went right to it and began reading in 1 Samuel 17. So we could interpret this too as, behold, a window of grace, or a window of double grace, and a sword will bring life and God's grace. So it's two graces. So behold, a window of grace, and a sword will bring life and God's grace. So if you want to interpret 57:85, you can look at it that way. Now, we're going to go to 1 Samuel 17. Verses 37 through 40, we're going to work up to this, because I'm going to show you how David and Goliath in this scripture is directly tied to 57:85. So, 1 Samuel 17, 37 through 40. David said, "The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will rescue me from the hand of the Philistines." And Saul said to David, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." Then Saul dressed David in his garments and put on a bronze helmet on his head and put on a coat of armor on him. Then David fastened his sword over his armor and tried to walk, but he could not, because he was not used to them. And David said to Saul, you know why? Because you can't put new wine in old wineskins. Saul's armor was old wineskins. And David said to Saul, "I cannot go with these because I am not used to them." So David took them off. Verse 40. Then he took his shepherd's staff in his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones out of the stream bed and put them in his shepherd's bag, which he had. So he has a staff, a shepherd's bag, and 5 smooth stones. Okay. That is in his shepherd's pouch. With his sling in his hand, he approached the Philistine. So, if you look at this, he's got 4 things. He's got a bunch of smooth stones. He's got a pouch to put them in. He's got a staff, and he's got a sling, right? So he's got 4. 4 is actually the number of creation, which is interesting. Okay, so he took for himself 5 smooth stones, 5. We have double fives in 57:85. So this was the process of God equipping David, who had the king priest anointing, the way God saw fit for battle. You see, man attempted to equip David first. Saul attempted to put his armor and the heaviness of that upon David and set him up to fail. Had David gone into battle wearing Saul's armor, he would have failed. So David rejected man's way, threw off Saul's armor, took his staff, chose the 5 smooth stones, a rock. He chose a rock, right? Because Jesus Christ is the rock. Yeshua HaMashiach is the rock that we stand upon and fight our battles from. So it's a very strategic position. Republican Party, learn from this right now. Throw off man's plans right now. Throw off the armor and the identity man is trying to shift and put on you right now, and embrace the unconventional way the Lord thy God wants you to fight this battle. See, what David did was unconventional. It was not typical. It was not the way Saul and his army would face the Philistines. It's the unconventional strategies that come from Almighty God that slay giants, bring down strongholds. David did not pander to Goliath or the Philistines. He didn't try to pander to their ideologies and win them over. He took them down through the law of covenant and the rock. Now, this is where we're going to get into the mystery of 57:85, these next scripture verses. So 1 Samuel 17, verses 45 through 50. Now, if you remember the night of prayer, the Lord gave me this scripture verses. He gave this to me, right, to speak to President Trump and his family and to the nation. I did not realize the wholeness till a couple days ago why he gave me this. 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 50. Then David said to the Philistine, 45, now verse 45, right? President Trump, 45th president of the United States, number 45. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin. You come at me with physical weapons to try and kill me. That's what that translates to. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. Verse 46, this day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down and cut off your head, and I will give the corpses of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that this entire assembly, verse 47, may know that the Lord does not save with the sword or with the spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will hand you over to us. Okay. The night of prayer, July 7th, 2024, when we did the night of prayer, 6 days before the assassination attempt, we did the night of prayer for the nation and the Trump family. And this is what I said on the night of prayer. Now, we're going to work up to how this connects to 5785, but on the night of prayer, this is what was spoken. I want you to focus on verse 45. This is the key for Donald Trump, especially over the next 2 months and through November. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. You come to me with your carnal weapons, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, which is the Lord's battle name. That's the God, the general. That is the God that leads in battle. And with that name, it carries a covenant. And with that covenant going before me and coming against you in this order, that covenant clears the way of victory. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. I come to you on the Lord's official business, for the day of judgment and rectification has come. That's what this translates to. And I'm going to continue because I said this all the night of prayer. July 7th, over this next 2 months, especially, Mr. President, you let the wicked, the corrupt boast, you let them come with sword and spear. You let them come at you with physical weapons. That's what that translated to that night. And digital guerrilla warfare. Because the Lord is not delaying your victory. He is delaying their judgment. So an even greater judgment and victory will come, where there will be no question who brought the victory, Almighty God. See, the Lord allowed Goliath to taunt for 40 days, not because he wanted to hear him, but because he was allowing the charges to mount. He was allowing a greater charge to be brought before the courts of heaven against Goliath for the covenant he blasphemed and violated. And I said back then, sentencing is now set for September this year on the heels of the High Holy Days, which is early October. It comes late this year. It is delayed. So it was interesting, as sentencing was delayed and Rosh Hashanah is delayed this year because it normally comes at the end of September, and this year it's coming at the beginning of October. When Rosh Hashanah occurs, the 10 days of awe begin, and Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, concludes such, the Day of Atonement, where a trial concludes and God judges. So when Rosh Hashanah happens, the Jews believe a trial begins. It's at that 10 days of awe, it's a trial in God's courts. And the verdict of that trial, it concludes on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And this is what I said on July 7th. Let your walk do the talking during this 2 month period, President Trump. Let your walk be ahead of your mouth. You don't court God, you embrace God, and God embraces you. You seek his face, not his hand. When David was anointed, God tested him. Right? And so verse 48 of 1 Samuel 17 says, when the Philistine rose and came forward to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. David put his hand into his bag and took out a stone and slung it, and it struck the Philistine on his forehead. The stone penetrated his forehead and he fell face down on the ground. So David, verse 50, the Jubilee, right? 50 is the Jubilee on the Jewish calendar. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. And he struck down the Philistine, but there was no sword in David's hand, right? He struck down the Philistine and killed him, but there was no sword in David's hand, right? So he runs over and grabs a sword. But Goliath wasn't taken down with a sword. You see, Goliath was taken down because of the judgment that came down from Almighty God. So Let's go to 5785 now and show you how this all ties in. So if we go back to 1 Samuel 17, starting at verse 45, you take the 5 from verse 45. You take the 7 from verse 47. You take the 8 from verse 48. And you take the 5 from verse 50, and you have 5785 that has been written within 1 Samuel 17. I'm going to say that again so you track with me. So you're 5785. We started at 1 Samuel 17:45. That's where the Lord had me, the night of prayer. This is what he gave me, and I didn't realize the depth of what he gave me till a few days ago when he showed me the rest. So 1 Samuel 17, verse 45, you take the 5 from that verse. Verse 47, you take the 7. Verse 48, you take the 8. And verse 50, you take the 5. And you have 5785, right? Double grace, king priest anointing, right? Double grace, which brings forth breakthrough and victory. You actually have that hidden in 1 Samuel 17, which is amazing. You have grace, sword, life, grace. And what did he say? That God does not save with the sword or the spear. Because David says this. So you have grace, which grace was upon David to fight that battle. And then he says, and I'm going to find it. Let's see here. I'm going to go back here. Verse 47, and that this entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save with the sword or with the spear, for the battle is the Lord's and he will hand you over to us. So you have grace 5, sword 7. There it is. The Lord does not save with the sword or the spear, that the Lord will hand you over to us. 8 is life. Okay. Because one life was judged, Goliath, one life was brought out triumphant and anointed as King David. And then you have grace on the back end as well, 5, because David then needed the grace to go through the testing period that he went through after he slayed Goliath, because Saul tried to kill him on 5 separate occasions. That also ties to 5785. Saul tried to kill David on 5 separate occasions, which also ties to this as well. But 5785 is interwoven within 1 Samuel 17. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to go back again to 1 Samuel 17:47 for a minute. And that this entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save with the sword or with the spear, for the battle is the Lord's and he will hand you over to us. So the 7 and 5785 is the sword. It's Zayin, right? It also can be interpreted as a crown, okay? The Lord does not save with the sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's and he will hand you over to us. That's verse 47. And we are in the election for the 47th president of the United States of America, which will happen in the year 5785. So it's all tied, all of it, to 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 50, especially. It's all tied together, all of this. Now, if you want to go deeper, 1 Samuel verse 48, when the Philistine rose and came forward to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. 4 + 8 = 12, which has to do with government and rule, because that was a battle for rule over Israel right there. That's where that started. It was right there. However, the 8 is Chet, which is life, 5785, right? 8 is life. When they came to the battle line, one life was set to be judged, which is Goliath, and one life was set to be victorious, delivered, and made king. So that's where life comes in. I'm going to go back a bit earlier for a moment in 1 Samuel 17. I'm going to take you back to 1 Samuel 17:16. Okay? So it says, the Philistine Goliath came out morning and evening and took his stand for 40 days. 40 days. 40 is associated with a testing and a judgment. So the Lord was not delaying the victory he would bring to Israel. He was delaying Goliath's wage of judgment and allowing such for greater charges to mount before the throne of God and a great victory to come forth from such for Israel and for the glory of God, that there would be no questioning who truly brought the victory. If you count from today, if you count today's date, the third, we are exactly 40 days from Yom Kippur. So I'm doing this teaching. If you count today, 40 days from Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, that is the window of time that Goliath taunted Israel. So we're 40 days from Yom Kippur, which begins October 11th and ends October 12th, 2024. So if you count today, we're 40 days. Now, to add to this, months ago it was reported that a comet would be visible from Earth the eve before Yom Kippur. They thought it was going to show up the eve before Yom Kippur. I'm going to tell you what's happened. Now that that has changed in an incredible way, things have shifted, and on Yom Kippur, they are saying this comet is going to be visible from Earth. So no longer it's on the eve of Yom Kippur. It's now on October 12th, Yom Kippur, that this comet is going to be visible. Now look at this headline. There's a headline here. This is the comet. NASA reveals doomed comet survived. A doomed comet survived. The comet that carries atonement, the comet that carries judgment around, you know, the comet showing up around that time survived and may become visible to the naked eye. So this comet is currently headed towards the sun at about 180,000 miles per hour, after which it will swing back out of the solar system, passing close by Earth on its way. So it says it is thought to have come from the Oort cloud on the outer edge of our solar system with an orbital period of about 80,000 years. It will reach its closest point to the sun on September 27th and pass its closest point to Earth on October 12th at a distance of about 44 million miles. Now, what are the odds that a comet in the heavenlies that was doomed to not survive and was supposed to break up survives and is going to be visible from Earth on Yom Kippur? What are the odds of that happening? Let me tell you something. These are signs in the heavenlies. This is by no mistake. This is happening. You got the holiest day on the Jewish calendar when the trial concludes in God's courts. And NASA keeps trying to say this comet's going to disintegrate, but it hasn't. Every time they say it's doomed, this comet somehow survives. Isn't that interesting? Acts 2, 17 through 21, and it shall be in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my bondservants, both men and women, I will in those days pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Verse 19, and I will bring about wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoke and vapor. Verse 20, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes. So signs in the heavenlies are something that are very scriptural. And I don't think it is any accident after what we have seen, the level of cray cray, these people, I mean, Bellevue is going to be very busy, let me tell you, because watching the lunacy of what they are doing and how they have been deceived by doctrines of devils and devils themselves and swapping out leaders and trying to kill others and do all this. Do I think it's any mistake that a comet is showing up on Yom Kippur right after we enter the year 5785 that happens to be connected to 1 Samuel 17 and literally written within 1 Samuel 17, which has to do with David slaying Goliath? Do I think that is any mistake? No, I do not. Now, fifth day of creation, because we have double fives, right? I'm gonna go from this angle too. Fifth day of creation. Genesis 1, we're going back to the beginning, verses 20 through 23. Then God said, let the waters swarm and abundantly produce living creatures, and let birds soar above the earth. And in the open expanse of the heavens, God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarmed according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, and he affirmed and sustained it. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening and there was morning, a fifth day. So, God on the fifth day created life. He created life on the fifth day. And so, the fact we have double fives coming into this year, because God is still the creator, which means God creates a way where there seems to be no way. He gives the grace and he creates the way. And on the fifth day, he created life. And there was evening and there was morning, because evening to morning, not morning to evening. Why? Because God's holy sacred order of time is for darkness to have to buckle and submit to the light. And that's why it is written that way in Genesis, because that is God's sacred order of time. Darkness has to buckle to the light. So, interestingly enough, if you want to see this also from another angle, Matthew 14, 16 through 21 is where Jesus feeds, right, over 5,000 men, not counting women and children, and there were five loaves of bread and two fish that he used to create. What did God create on the fifth day? Let's see. He created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves. So on the fifth day, God created fish. On the fifth day, he creates fish. What did he take in Matthew 14, 16 through 21? Five loaves, fifth day, and two fish, which is what he created on the fifth day, because he created life. And he took that and he threw his grace, fives, double fives, multiplied it for the people, gave them a window of grace, those people, so they wouldn't have to leave him to go find food. And ultimately there were 12 baskets left over, right? 12 having to do with government and rule. 12 having to do with government and rule. So 5785 is crucial. And if you add 5 plus 7 plus 8 plus 5, you get 25, right? And what was in Matthew 14? Five loaves, two fish. You had five loaves, two fish. And you have, when you add up 5785, you get 25, right? So just another something to show you with this, because this is a year, because we're coming out of 5784, and 5784 had to do with the prison doors opening to Joseph, which we still have not seen its fullness yet. So we are going to see the fullness of that within the next month. So we're going to see the fullness of the meaning of 5784, right? That then gives way to 5785. Double grace, and then you have sword and life involved in there, all tied to 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 50. Now, so just, we're going to post the notes for this, because this is something to pray on right now with 5785. You know, when double grace is given, it's because there are anointings. There are anointings for kings. There are anointings for priests. There's anointings for breakthrough. There's an anointing for victory, right? And so basically, this is we're probably going to come into 5785 and it's going to be real bumpy coming in. It's just going to be real turbulent coming into 5785. But when David was coming into that battle in 1 Samuel 17 with Goliath, right? It was turbulent. Goliath had been taunting them for 40 days. Nobody wanted to face Goliath. A shepherd boy is coming into a highly turbulent situation that is boiling over, just like in this nation right now, right? He's coming into this way. And when he enters that situation, because the grace of God is on him, right? And he understands covenant, and he understands what a violation of the covenant means for Goliath. The second then David, who is anointed, steps into that situation, Goliath's judgment was handed down. So we have to remember that going into 5785. We have to remember this. Praise the Lord. Now, there's something else happening on the heels of 5785. There is news, and we have to talk about this, out of New York. And we're going to put the news articles up because there is some serious news coming out of New York, which is the beginning of Albany rupturing. And so we want to talk about this as well, because this is on the heels of 5785. Ex-top aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul was a secret Chinese agent, prosecutors say. So if we scroll down, let's see here. A former top aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul was arrested Tuesday on federal charges of acting as a secret agent of the Chinese government, authorities said. So her name is Linda Sun. She's 41. She is accused of using her high-ranking position in state government to serve the interests of the Chinese government and the Chinese Communist Party. Isn't it interesting that, okay, so let me put it this way. Texas and New York are connected because the statue, the golden statue that looks like Ishtar or Ashtoreth, that is resides above the New York City courthouse, is connected to Texas because the larger version of that statue went to Texas. Okay, so stay with me. So right before the Democratic National Convention, a 90-foot-tall statue of a Hindu half-monkey, half-man, false god named Hanuman is erected in Sugar Land, Texas, right? Now, not long after this is erected, this woman, because the Chinese are Hindu, this woman who is an operative is exposed and arrested. I'm just saying, I just find that a little interesting. I'm just pointing that out. That's all. Let's see. Let's see what I did here. Hold on a second. I made my StreamYard screen. I made a double screen. I must be really talented. There we go. Okay, got it back. All right. I must be really talented that I did that. Okay. So I'm going to read to you. We have a few other articles before I go into this a little more that we want to show. Oh, there's Boots. Boots is coming in. He's pretty elusive too. Ex-Hochul and Cuomo aide. So this individual, there's a thread. Here's the thread. You know what's interesting? Because the word hey can be interpreted as thread also. So that's just interesting for 5785. Ex-Hochul and Cuomo aide and husband worked as foreign agents for China, splurged millions on mansions, Hawaii condo, and a Ferrari. Oh, well, isn't that nice that they think this is lifestyles of the rich and famous with what's his face, Robin Leach. Okay, so let's go into the prophecy having to do with this, because why is this important before an election? This is important because this is the beginning of the rupturing of Albany and the leadership in New York. And New York is the carotid artery to Washington, D.C. And the Lord is beginning to pinch that artery because it feeds D.C. a lot of what it needs. And the Lord is pinching that artery. And this is the beginning, just the beginning of the squeeze that's about to come down on Albany. Now, let's go back to July 13th, 2022. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing, says the Lord of hosts? The wicked take counsel together. However, I, the Lord thy God, shall hold them in derision. For I laugh at the wicked in their foolish plans. For the devourer shall be commanded to turn on those who release such a soul spirit. And a foul stench shall hit the capital of Washington, D.C. A foul stench shall fall upon Albany, says the Lord of hosts. A foul stench shall fall upon the legislative body in Texas, says the Lord of hosts. This is 2022. A foul stench shall come upon Georgia, says the Lord of, and the capital of Pennsylvania. Isn't that interesting? A foul stench, 2022. A foul stench indeed, the product of their misgivings, says the Lord of hosts, the product of their corrupt dealings. What a stench in my nostrils, says the Lord of hosts, these leaders have released, and it shall fall upon them. The stench of shame and humiliation shall fall upon them. They shall be cloaked in it, says the Lord of hosts. For I have given time and I have given mercy. I have allotted a time of grace for such leadership. And now that time of grace for them is thinned and the pit of their own making they shall now fall into, says the Lord of hosts. For the pit that they have dug shall now be their downfall. The net that they have laid for my capital people, they shall now be trapped in themselves, says the Lord. So this is why. Why is this happening on the heels of coming into the year 5785? Because grace. What did God say? The window of grace is thinning, right? You have 5785, right? Double grace. Yes, double grace for believers and who God is equipping and those who have king and priest anointing. But that also means that window of grace for the corrupt is now slamming shut. And we are going to watch it happen. So this is why this was given in 2022. And now we're seeing this on the heels of the election. We're beginning to see these things happen. May 6, 2022. Watch Central Park in New York City, for they shall be shaken once again as leadership is dealt with for their dirty dealings against the people. And the shock waves shall go all the way to the capital, Albany, says the Lord. Just watch, for we shall see in this hour pears fall, a double portion for what they have done and spewed, says the Lord. And then August 2nd, 2022, we were in Batavia, New York for Reawaken America. And I delivered this from New York, from Batavia. What happened with Cuomo was nothing. The leadership of New York was warned that if they did not learn from the fall of the former, meaning Cuomo, their fall would be twice as bad. And this is coming because New York, there is a very intense territorial spirit that resides over New York. I can feel it in the atmosphere. It's true. I've lived here my whole life and I can feel it and it's there and it needs to be broken. And you know where it's going to run to? California, because it's the same atmosphere, but it needs to be broken. And we're going to call on the Lord to break this in the atmosphere, because this spirit has been sitting on the top of the Empire State Building and the Freedom Tower and every other tower it's been playing leapfrog with for way too long. So in a few minutes, we're going to pray. This is what I said from the stage. Help me with this, Lord. The Lord is getting ready in a very unexpected way to deliver this nation. The best moves in chess are unexpected, unexpected. And when somebody chooses to go all in and blitz and overplay what they've done and take all of their available resources and go all in and put all their eggs in one basket. Now, this is 2022. Do you know what happens when that basket tips over? You have a bunch of cracked shells and spilled yolks all over the place, and they put all their eggs into one basket. They have taken them and they have put them all into one basket. And the name of that basket is called Destroy Trump and anybody that loves this nation. And they have bet on this. Except the problem is that the House has the advantage. The people have the advantage right now. There are more of you than there is of them. When Elijah was telling the king of Assyria was saying in his bedroom to the king of Israel. So when Elijah was telling on the king of Assyria, he was saying to the about the king of Assyria what he was saying in his bedroom, and he was telling this to the king of Israel. The king of Assyria sent the whole army after one man. One man. And when his servant came out and saw this vast army, he got scared. And Elijah told him to take courage, because there's more that are for us and with us than there are against us. And he prayed, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. And he saw the hills filled with fiery chariots, holy warring angels. The holy army of the living God was surrounding them, and they didn't even know it. They are surrounded right now, and they don't even know it. The Lord has dispatched a vast army into this nation, and he has dispatched it to surround this nation. And there have been major battles not only going on in the heavenlies, but on the ground. And you have to take courage right now, because there are more that are for us than are against us. God has not abandoned this nation. There are wicked people trying to take over a covenant that's not theirs, but he has not abandoned it. That was August 2nd, 2022. I believe it was the 2nd. Yes, from Batavia, New York. April 8th, 2023. And a deer in headlights, the highest seats in Albany shall be, as an unexpected turn is coming upon that state. March 30th, 2024. They're attempting to sell the people of this nation for political gain and power that they thirst to take hold of. There shall be a flip on the governor of New York and those that flip to take power. They shall fold and their plot exposed, and their hunting of political prey tie back to the Department of Justice that has become the Department of Injustice, a branch that has been whittled and fashioned into a weapon that hunts. Hunters, capital, says the Lord. Watch closely the hunters, that's capital, in this hour, says the Lord. For a family's house of cards is set for a crash, says the Lord. May 6, 2024, New York itself will catch freedom, says the Lord. It will as Albany ruptures, says the Lord. And New York City is shaken and statues in high places fall. June 5, 2024, I delivered this word. I got it June 5th. I delivered June 8th at Reawaken America from Detroit, Michigan. Their flesh has led, says the Lord, in such an escapade to hold on to and keep a grip on stolen property, says the Lord. This nation and land was given to me, says the Lord. The covenant, the promise made from New York, they have attempted to steal such pridefully, that's capital, steal such and put it in the house of their gods. Now, I'm giving this before they're erecting this enormous half man, half monkey statue in Texas. Keep that in mind. And put it in the house of their God, says the Lord. The nation needs to turn to me in an hour of tumult and uprising, says the Lord, and seek forgiveness. However, says the Lord, that is still my covenant, and those who have played the thieves for your gods. He's calling this out before it even happened, that one incident in Texas. Your God shall be thrown on their face in this hour and shall be powerless to protect you from the wage to be paid you for your sin. This is the last moments before the window of grace closes for such. Why is the Lord saying this? Because 5784 is ending and we're going into 5785, where it's double grace for the king priest anointing and for God's people. But that window of grace closing on the corrupt. Before the window of grace closes for such, repent now, says the Lord, for your heinous deeds. For those who sit on the bench of power shall be weighed in this hour, and their briefcases and filing cabinets opened and searched, as it shall be smeared what riches their hands so took and what deals they made to the beast on the hill. And a department that has little to do with justice and much capital to do with justifying, that's capital, their detestable behavior. Hearing August. As they cling to the horns of the altar, for the box they have opened is dark, and shall swallow up their titles and power and influence, as many will attempt to jump from a sinking ship after all the life rafts have gone forth. So that's June 5th, 2024. And then August 29th, 2024, which is a very recent word that was given. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, New York to Washington, D.C., there shall be a changing of the guard, says the Lord, down the line. I, the Lord, am visiting Baltimore, and leadership shall change, says the Lord. Newsom on the West shall make news, that's capital. Oh, he will, as he has gotten very sloppy with his dark deals, and it shall come forth in a way that crashes a wave upon his party. For I, the Lord, am shaking California and New York simultaneously. You know what this means? What you just saw happen in New York, look for it to happen now in California. The state shall sift and judgment issues against the spirit that has kept a dark cloak over both. So that's August 29th, 2024. Now, I want to go back up here just for a moment. Just for a moment. So keep an eye on that, because this is the beginning of the rupturing of Albany. This is the beginning of it right here. The Lord had warned the next governor of New York when Cuomo fell, that if the governor did not learn from the fall of the former, that their fall would be twice as great. And this is the beginning, because the last thing I think New Yorkers, especially in the boroughs, want to hear right now, that aides for the governor were Chinese operatives and feeding information to the Chinese Communist Party. So this is all coming out because we're leaving 5784 and we're coming into 5785, which has to do with double grace, but it's a double-edged sword. Because like I said, you've got the equipping and the double grace for the believers and for those who serve the Lord and for those who have the king priest anointing, but you then also have that window of grace slamming shut, and a very serious trial and judgment occurring on the corrupt. So this is why you see this happening on the heels of entering 5785. This is, I believe, why exactly this is happening now, and that news is breaking. Now, I want to say this too, because 5784 has to do with the prison doors opening to Joseph. And we had the eclipse in 5784. We had the assassination attempt in 5784. Do not be surprised by what they pull on sentencing, which I believe is set to happen. I believe sentencing is September 18th, but if somebody can put it in the chat, the sentencing that they have for President Trump, do not fly off the handle at what they try to do. It's a matter, do we trust God or don't we? Okay? It's a matter of that for many right now in leadership and who are running for president. Because sentencing was delayed and the assassination attempt happened. Okay? When sentencing got delayed, I got to really in my spirit, I just knew they had moved it because they were going to attempt to hurt him. And so now that sentencing is upon us, what they try to do, if they put him in chains, if they put him on house arrest, if they put him in prison, well, guess what? Joseph was sent to prison. If this is the year of the prison doors opening to Joseph, then that has to happen, even if it's for a short stint. Now, I'm not saying they're going to do it, but they have very limited options right now, since what happened in July did not go in their favor. And then there was a leader swap. So their options are limited right now. Do not be surprised if they try to restrain him. Do not be surprised if this judge hands down a short prison sentence. If you look at Peter Navarro, if you look at Steve Bannon, there it's like 4 months, which is interesting because the year 5784 in the year 2024, I find that no accident that it was each 4 months. But what I'm saying is, if you see them try, do not panic. Pray. Don't panic. They want civil unrest. All right? They want to draw the people in. Okay, to civil unrest. So if they try to do that, you pray, you hold your position, and you see the salvation of the Lord. Now, I'm not saying they're going to, but I'm saying their options are very limited at this point. Very limited. And Joseph was bound in chains. And the Lord delivered him and raised him to lead all of Egypt. And he was bound in chains and he was humbled some more. Because on the heels of this, we have Robert Kennedy Jr. breaking the curse, coming out from among them, right? Tulsi Gabbard doing the same thing, joining forces, right, with President Trump. Basically, they did to the Democratic Party what the Democratic Party did to Joe Biden, because you reap what you sow. So now that that's happened, one of their only moves left to counter is this sentencing. Is this sentencing. And this sentencing got delayed. Now, if you look at this, you have a Rosh Hashanah that got delayed this year. Now you have sentencing that's been delayed. This sentencing is very close to when Rosh Hashanah begins. In fact, it's about 2 weeks before we enter 5785. Grace, sword, life, grace. This sentencing happens. It's on the heels of 5785. That is why it is no mistake that on the night of prayer, July 7th, the Lord gave me 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 50 to speak that night, because it has everything to do with what we're leaving and what we're entering. Has everything to do with it. And I didn't understand it fully at the time, but then the Lord revealed it a few days ago and the whole puzzle, all glory be to God, started to come together. So it's no mistake sentencing got delayed and moved closer to when we enter the year 5785, because it has everything to do with 1 Samuel 17. Everything to do with it, and it is woven within it. 1 Samuel, and I'll say this again as we start to wind down here. 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 50. If you take the 5 from verse 45, you take the 7 from verse 47, you take the 8 from verse 48, and you take the 5 from verse 50, you have 5785. The year 5785 is literally woven into 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 50, which is what the Lord gave me for the night of prayer, and which is directly attached to the year we're entering and what's happening. So keep that in mind and pray. Test the spirit. Pray. We'll post this for you. We're posting this for you on the blog, as we always do. So feel free to take it and print it and look at it and pray about it. Okay, so let me do this right here. We're going to do this at the end here. So let's put up the animal pics. There is Norbert. He's finally coming out of his cage. Praise God. Norbert is making progress. He's our 30-year-old Amazon parrot. We absolutely love him. He's now neighbors with Mordecai. And there's Archie hanging out. Loves his hay bag. Archie has calmed down quite a bit. Him and Noble are buddies. We'll see if him and Poppy become buddies. Stay tuned on that one. Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. So we'll see how that goes. And here are our horses. So there's Prince, our beautiful 31-year-old rescue that we took in, and he's hanging out with Gideon, Blossom, and Snow, our three miniature horses at the sanctuary. There's Prince again. Yep, there he is, all happy in his stall, sticking his tongue out at everyone. And this is Grace. Oh, Grace is full of attitude. Let me tell you, that's all I hear from that Grace is full of attitude, but she is absolutely adorable. There's Cyrus and Missy hanging out in the back of the pickup truck that we have. So our staff uses that truck, and Cyrus and Missy like to hang out in the back of it. And there's Chester, Bruce, the elusive Bruce, sticking out with one eye there, and Boots, all hanging out. So we're going to give you, Poppy, update on Poppy really fast. Poppy is adjusting amazing. Poppy is like a big dog. She runs at you and she almost barks. And so she knows her name and she runs at you like a dog. The vet is coming Friday, and then she will meet Noble. So her and Noble can see each other through the fence, but we're going to open the fence up and we're going to let them see each other, because she is very intrigued by Noble. Noble is kind of not too sure of her yet, but we have been allowing them to get to know each other. And Poppy is adjusting amazing. We will keep you posted on that. Oasis Worship Center. Oh, yes, we have this. This piggy didn't go to market. We have this in our shop at arcofgrace.myspreadshop.com. This piggy did not go to market. Yes, Poppy did not go to market. She was rescued from market. So that we have those shirts. If you would like one, they're in sweatshirts, shirts, and they're in totes as well and bags. So you can go on there and take a look. We also have hats as well. And My Pillow. We're gonna put up My Pillow real quick. We love Mike Lindell. He actually shaved his mustache to sneak into the Democratic National Convention. I think that is brilliant, by the way. So here is Duchess on a MyPillow dog bed. You can go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ARC to save up to 66% or sometimes more off of all MyPillow products. We're getting into fall and cooler weather. They have amazing blankets. They have robes. They have amazing pet beds as well. And they have slippers. They are so much more than just pillows. They do have pillows too. But you can go there and check it out and use promo code ARC. And Andrew Sorcini, we'll put him up. He has the Cyrus coin. So you can call the phone number. You can send him an email, or you could go to bh-pm.com or arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and click on Beverly Hills Precious Metals. You can fill out the form if you are interested in talking with him and his staff. We very much, praise God that the design of the Cyrus coin came the way it did, because it really does mean something for this year and the year we're entering. So you can get a hold of Andrew today. Thank you, everyone. Let us know. Oh, yes, one more thing. Hold on. So I am going to be at Oasis Worship Center with Timothy Dixon and his wife, Miss Rose, Pastor Mark and Debbie Fisher, and J.R. Locke, September 11th through the 15th. I think I am speaking the 12th and the 13th. I will double check that, but you can go to the website or call the phone number on the screen if you would like to join us. We're looking very forward to coming to Tennessee and being able to minister to all of you who are going to be there. So praise the Lord. Let us know if you like the announcements at the end instead. I just had this idea to just get right into, the word of the Lord from now on, and we can do announcements and animal photos at the end. So if you like it, please put it in the chat. I got our staff back there shaking their head. Yes, we like it very much. So just let us know if you do, and we'll do it that way from now on. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We will be back on this week. So today is Tuesday. So probably Thursday, we are going to be coming back on this week. Maybe tomorrow, if something happens, we'll probably be jumping on anyway. But we will be putting shorts out as well. So God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Boots says hi. He's coming in right now. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day, and I encourage you to say it every single day. The word of God is living and active and current for every generation. This is current because it's a living and active book. And so this is your sword, and you need to know how to use your sword, and you have to activate the word. And so we put Psalms up there for all of you, including Psalm 51, which is create of me a clean heart, O God. Psalm 35, you contend with those, O Lord, who contend with me. You fight against those who fight against me. Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way where sinners walk, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. So we encourage you, because we want you to get in the habit of saying it. Let it be part of your daily routine, is speaking the word. Also, Ephesians chapters 1 and 3, not only to read them, but in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin, the first few pages has Ephesians 1 and 3 scripture verses from those chapters that I speak every single day. And the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, it is so important, the order of that prayer, to come in with praise and thanksgiving first before you make your requests known to God. Get into the habit of saying the Lord's Prayer. Also, the prayer line. If we have the prayer line, I want to put that up because they asked me to announce the prayer line today. We have a prayer line. So if you need prayer, it's Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We have wonderful ladies doing this prayer line, and we are just so happy to be able to bring this to all of you. So take down those phone numbers on the screen. If you need prayer, if you need someone to hear your heart and to agree with you in prayer, please call our prayer line. Thank you very much. It's a wonderful thing. So happy we have that now. So thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We will keep you posted. We had to Poppy-proof everything this week because Poppy is trying to literally get into everything. So this week is Operation Poppy-proof because this pig is 255 pounds. So sometimes I think the Lord just comes up with these things to say, is Amanda going to do it? I'm going to ask her. Let's just see if she does it. So I think at some point, the Lord just puts it out there to see if I will listen and actually do it. And it's quite comical and wonderful that we have been able to take Poppy in and rescue her from, and she's going to get the tags off of her ears, actually. When our vet, whose name happens to be Dr. Angel, no joke, his name is Dr. Angel, comes this week. So we'll keep you posted. Have a wonderful evening, everyone. And we'll see you this week. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.